Becoming Myself, Embracing God's Dream of You by Stacy Eldridge. Published by David C. Cook and read by the author. Chapter 1. Does anyone ever really change? My husband's parents were coming for a visit. Reason enough to paint the basement, let alone clean the refrigerator, as any woman knows. When company comes, we put our best foot forward, especially when the company coming is the in-laws. We color our hair, buy a new top, hide the nail holes in the wall with toothpaste. We make one more pass at teaching the dog to sit, our children to read, and sit up straight and chew with their mouths closed. All within a period of about 48 hours. A few days before their arrival, John's mother mentioned that she wanted to take me to get a massage during their stay. Yikes! I had never had a massage before, and the thought of some stranger touching my body was not an appealing one to me. My mother-in-law assured me I would love it. I hoped I would, but I didn't think so. You see, I didn't love my body. Far to the contrary, I was embarrassed by it. I didn't exactly relish the thought of exposing it to the hands of some strange masseuse. How does one lose 10 pounds in 4 days? I Googled it. It involves lemon juice and cayenne pepper. I couldn't do it. But I had to go. It was her gift to me. She was excited to give it. I needed to be grateful to receive it. Or at least, appear to be. After checking in at the spa, we were both given soft, luxurious bathrobes and a pair of plastic slippers. We were shown to the changing area with lockers for our clothes, purses, and jewelry. I looked at Mom and asked with dread, "All our clothes?" "Yes, all your clothes."